So let's review. Our daf began by quoting the Mishnah. Yatzitzar kas rishayna, Tanya, he nikris kat atzlanas. Even though there had to be three groups of people bringing the Karban Pesach, the third group is nevertheless called a kat atzlanas, a lazy group, because ibayil hu lizruzi nafshayu, they should have been quicker to do the mitzvah. Next, the Gemara once again quotes from our Mishnah. Kemaseyu b'choyel kach maseyu b'shabas. El shakahanim mandichim esazara shaloi b'tzen chacham. The process of the Karban Pesach was the same if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos or on a weekday, including rinsing the floor of the Azara on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah tells us that this was done Shaloi B'Tzen Chacham. The Rabbanan did not approve of the Kahanim rinsing the floor of the Azara on Shabbos. The Gemara has two suggestions as to which rabbis did not approve of this. First, the Gemara says, Shaloi B'Tzen Reb Eliezer. It's referring to Reb Eliezer, who didn't approve of it because he holds that even sweeping a floor is an Issa D'Oraisa. So certainly rinsing a floor would be an Issa D'Oraisa. The Chacham, on the other hand, hold that sweeping and rinsing are only an Issa M'drabanan. Therefore, since we say that Ein Shlus B'Mikdash, this Issa would not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Second, Reb Nosson. The mission is referring to Reb Nosson, who holds that only Shvus Tzricha Hitira, that only Issa M'drabanan that are needed in the actual Avoida are waived in the Beis HaMikdash, but not the rinsing of its floors. The Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kais Hayim Emali Midama Tarubis, Zarka Izrika Achas Agabi Amazbech, Vullahoy Dele Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would fill a cup of the mixture of all the blood in the Azara at the end of the day and throw it on the Mizbech. But the Chacham didn't approve of this. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda recommended filling this cup just in case someone's blood spilled after the Kabbalah Saddam, but before the Zrika. This single Zrika would validate any carbon that didn't have a Zrika. The Rabbanan disagreed, because it is possible that the blood never even had a proper Kabbalah Saddam. It was never even caught in the Kli Sharis to begin with, and therefore this final extra Zrika would not help. Rabbi Yehuda, however, was not concerned with this possibility, since Kehanim is Rizenheim. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda, B'haloi Dama Tams is Murubai. How can they throw this cup of blood on the Mizbeach if the majority of the blood on the floor is Dama Tamsis, which even if it is considered blood with regard to the Isser to eat blood, is certainly not eligible for the Mizbeach? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein dam avatal dam. The blood that requires Zrika is not nullified because two like kinds don't nullify each other. Amlein Rabbi Yehuda l'chacham, l'devreichem lama paikin esazara. The Gemara presents a braisa where Rabbi Yehuda asks the chacham, if they are indeed correct that there is no need to collect a cup of the mixture of blood, why would they plug up the drains in the azara to allow the blood to collect? The Rabban responded, Shvachu levnei aharon sheyelchu ad arkavasehem bedam. It is praiseworthy that they would walk knee-deep in blood to do the avodah. However, since the Bigdei Kohuna were not allowed to get soiled, and nor could they be lifted up during the avodah, the Gemara concludes that they didn't actually walk knee-deep in blood during the avodah, but rather desagia itztaba. They would walk on stone platforms. Our parak concludes with the following. Yatza katri shayna, Chasheicha yatzu betzoles peschein. On Erev Pesach, Shechalis b'Shabbos, after bringing and skinning the karbanas, everybody would wait on the Har Habayis until dark, and then kol echad ve'echad noisin pischei be'ayrei u'mafshel acharev. Everybody would put the karban inside its skin and swing it over their shoulders like an Arab merchant carries his wares. Hanrolach tamen nishchat. We now begin the sixth parak. Eilu Devarim, Zok the Mishnah. There are three categories of actions in bringing the karban Pesach on Shabbos. Eilu Devarim bePesach doichin es haShabbos shchitasai uzrikas damai. The shechting, zrikas hadam, clearing out the intestines and burning out the fats of the Korban Pesach, can all be done on Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. However, roasting the carbon and rinsing its intestines may not be done on Shabbos. Carrying the Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, bringing it from the outside of the Tchum, and cutting off its warts, are subject to machlokes. The Tanakhama holds, Einan Doichin Nesa Shabbos. They cannot be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Doichin. Rabbi Eliezer says they can be done on Shabbos, because if we even allow the Av Malach of Shechita to be done on Shabbos, we should certainly allow these Isurim D'Rabbanan to be done on Shabbos. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma to be Mitara to May Maze could also be Deiche Shabbos, because sprinkling is only a Shvus. Even though Rabbi Shua points out that we allow a Malacha D'Oraisa, such as Shechita, to be done on Yom Tov for the sake of eating meat, and yet we don't allow an Isra Banan, like bringing food from outside the Tchum, Rabbi Eliezer argues that we are only strict with that specific Isra Banan, since it doesn't facilitate a mitzvah, just a reshus, such as eating extra meat on Yom Tov. When it comes to facilitating a mitzvah like Karban Pesach or Hazaras Mechatas, then the Isra Banan is waived. The Mishnah continues and presents Rabbi Kiva, who says, Oichilof, maybe we're looking at it backwards. If Hazah, which is only an Isra Banan, cannot be done on Shabbos, maybe Shechita should also not be allowed. However, the Pasuk explicitly permits Shechita with the word B'mayadai, which implies it must be done on a specific time, B'mechel B'me Shabbos, weekday or Shabbos. Nevertheless, we still prohibit carrying the carbon, bringing it from outside the Tchum, and cutting off its wart, since there is no set time that these things must be done. The Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Kiva offering a general rule about which parts of the Karban Pesach procedure can be done on Shabbos. Klal Am Rabbi Kiva, Kol Melacha She'efshal La'aseisa Me'erev Shabbos, Eina Deiches HaShabbos. Anything that could have been done before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos. Shechita She'efshal La'aseisa Me'erev Shabbos Deiches HaShabbos, but Shechita which cannot be done before Shabbos can be done on Shabbos.